Here's Marcy with today's Jaws tip. Unmute. Be heard.
Hello, this is Marcy with another Jaws tip for you to help you take a piece of the Jaws pie and become productive, independent, and efficient with the most powerful screen reader for Microsoft Windows. Today, what I'm going to teach you is how to select items in a list view. I'll teach you how to select all of the items in the list view. I'll teach you how to select contiguous items or items that are right next to each other in the list view. And I'll teach you to select non-contiguous items in that list view. My list view is called Selection.
Zoom, Selection, Selection, Items View.
And I'll introduce you to the items in Selection. I have folder A, B, C, and D. So I'll press Home. And I'll...
Folder B, 2 of 5.
So there's folder B. Folder A is above it.
Folder A, 1 of 5. Folder B, 2 of 5.
Folder B, folder C.
Folder C, 3 of 5.
Folder D,
4 of 5.
Folder
A, 5 of 5.
Folder E. So I have folders A through E. Please remember that when you select a folder and copy it or move it to another location, everything in that folder comes with it. So let's select first everything in the list view. So to select everything in the list view, we press Control A, Alpha.
Selected. Folder A04/05/24.
So there it is. Everything is selected. To read what is selected, to have Jaws read it, you press Jaws key shift down arrow.
Folder A04/05/24/2:35 p.m. File folder. Folder B04/05/24/2:34 p.m. File folder. Folder C04/05/24/2:34 p.m. File folder. Folder D04/05/24/3:27 p.m. File folder. Folder E04/05/24/3:27 p.m. File folder.
So then you know what exactly you have selected. To take selection away from any of these items or from all of these items, I just have to move any arrow key. And this is the same with selected text. So I'll press up arrow.
Folder D, 4 of 5.
And I'll go all the way up to folder A.
Folder A, 1 of 5.
And I'll teach contiguous selection. So I want to select folders A, B, and C. So I'll press the shift key on folder A. Pressing the down arrow selects folder B.
Folder B, 2 of 5. Selected. Folder B.
Pressing the down arrow selects folder C.
Selected. Folder C.
So now these folders are selected and I can copy them or cut them or do what I need to do with these folders or these list view items. Again, to read the selected text, I'll press Jaws key plus shift plus down arrow.
Folder A04/05/24/2:35 p.m. File folder. Folder B04/05/24/2:34 p.m. File folder. Folder C04/05/24/2:34 p.m. File folder.
So again, I'm going to use my up arrow and go back up to folder A.
Folder B. Folder A. 1 of 5.
Now I'm going to select non-contiguously, where I'm going to skip folders B and D and select only folders A, C, and E. So on folder A, I'll press the control key. I'll continue to keep my control key held down. Use my down arrow to go past folder B.
Not selected folder B, 2 of 5.
I'm still holding my control key, and I press the down arrow again.
Not selected folder C, 3 of 5.
And I do want to include folder C in my selection, so still holding my control key, I'll press the space bar.
Selected.
So then I will use my down arrow.
Not selected folder D, 4 of 5.
Skip folder D.
Not selected folder E, 5 of 5.
And press spacebar. So I was holding my control key the whole time. Now let's see what's selected. Again, it's Jaws key shift down arrow.
Folder A04/05/24/2:35 p.m. File folder. Folder C04/05/24/2:34 p.m. File folder. Folder E04/05/24/3:27 p.m. File folder.
And that is how you select contiguous, non-contiguous, and all of the items in a list view. So take a piece of the Jaws pie and become productive, independent, and efficient with Jaws. Questions, comments, feedback, write to us at feedback@unmute.show.
Thanks for listening to Jaws Tips with Marcy. The music used in this production was brought to you by Andre Louis and his Shorts Collection. Unmute.